This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed Zulu. Change your mind.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from EAA AirVenture at Oshkosh 2009. I'm with Hilton Goldstein of Hilton Software. Hilton, you're going to tell us a little bit about a new weather application for the iPhone. The iPhone's getting quite a lot of attention from developers these days. As Apple likes to say, there's an app for everything. And we'd like to hear a little bit about this one, which does weather and flight plan filing. So tell us what you got.
Hey, Paul. Thanks a lot, and thanks for speaking with me. We've had WingX on the Windows Mobile and BlackBerry now for 5 or 6 years, and it was it certainly made sense to transition over to the iPhone. We've had such a huge demand for it. And what we've done is we've taken the features that are available on Windows Mobile and BlackBerry and ported them to the iPhone. So the features include all the approach charts. So what WingX for iPhone can do is download all the approach charts right onto your phone, and you can then, even if you don't have an internet connection, you can still search for approach charts for any airport in the United States. You can even flip through the approaches. So WingX will display the approach charts, and you can just with a swipe of your finger just search through any of the charts, which is very nice. It also has the full AFD from the FAA updated every 56 days.
Mm-hmm.
And this includes all the communication frequencies, location, facilities, runways, remarks, airport diagrams. And then just recently we put together a partnership with AOPA. So we are the official developers for AOPA airports for Windows Mobile and BlackBerry. And we also incorporate the AOPA directory information into WingX. And that shows, you know, all the FBO information, services, and airport diagrams. So that's a great new addition to WingX.
Let's go back for a second and talk about how those approach plates and other publications look on the iPhone. They download, they remain resident in the iPhone as a database, and then how do you scroll around them for those who aren't familiar with how the iPhone works?
Yeah, all the databases are stored resident on the phones. We've always done that, and it makes sense for pilots because a lot of times, obviously, when they're flying, they don't have an internet connection. So very simply, you download all the approach charts, and WingX does that very easily. Downloads, stores them on the phone. You can then search for an airport, and you go ahead and display the chart, and then WingX will use the normal gestures on the iPhone, such as just moving your finger around, or you can zoom in and zoom out by pinching. So it uses the exact standard way of doing iPhone image panning and zooming.
Now, will this apply to the iTouch as well?
Yes. It's available on the iPod Touch and the iPhone. It's the exact same application. Obviously, with the iPod Touch, you don't always have that internet connection. And that actually makes having the databases available on the phone even that more valuable.
I see. Now, when you download these, you get the entire U.S. database?
That's correct. You can limit it if you want. So, for example, if you're only flying in California, you know, Oregon, Washington, you can download just the western part of the U.S. or the eastern or the central. So you can limit it if you want. But there's really no reason to other than just reducing your download times. But yes, it'll download all the approach charts, airport diagrams, minimums, stars, you know, your takeoff minimums, your alternate, basically everything that's in that, you know, in the NACO binder, so to speak.
Let's talk a little bit about the weather capabilities and the flight plan filing capabilities of WingX.
Sure. What WingX has always tried to do is add intelligence to the weather information. So instead of just displaying METARs and TAFs and winds aloft and temperatures aloft, what WingX will do is it'll show METARs, but it'll color code them VFR, IFR, marginal VFR. In addition, when it displays the METAR, it automatically calculates the density altitude, which is really nice. You take a look at a METAR, and you have the density altitude right there, which, you know, can cause some red flags if it's hot and you're taking off at Lake Tahoe at 6,000 feet. So that's really nice. In addition, WingX will convert all the temperatures in the meat tires to Fahrenheit if you want. Obviously, in the States, a lot of people are not familiar with Celsius, and that's how we get our meat tires. And so what WingX will do is it'll take the information and it'll display it to pilots in a way that just makes a lot more sense. Another example is the temperatures aloft. WingX will calculate the freezing levels for you. So just by taking a quick look, you can easily see what the flight conditions are, the density altitude, the freezing levels, and so on. The weather graphics, we have a huge suite of weather graphics that are available, including animated weather graphics, the radar. And again, you can pinch and zoom and pan around. It's really, really nice to be able to get that so quickly on the iPhone. Something we just added recently to WingX was Duet support. And again, what we did was not really just add duets in a standard fashion where a pilot would enter the information and it would get a weather briefing or file a flight plan. We added a lot of intelligence to it. For example, we have something, we gave it the name SmartAMS, kind of like Smart NodeAMS. Mm-hmm. What that does is it'll collate all the NodeAMS for a specific airport. So that way you don't have to go digging through all the various, you know, runway NodeAMS and obstruction NodeAMS and taxiway NodeAMS for a specific airport. You can just pull up an airport and it'll show you all the NodeAMS for that airport, which really makes sense. If you're flying into an airport, you want to know what the NodeAMS are. So WingX 2.1, that's on the App Store right now, you can get weather briefings and then take a look at the weather briefings, and then you can say, okay, file a flight plan on that weather briefing, and it will use all that information that you just entered to file a briefing, to file a flight plan, and it stores all that information right on your phone. So you, even when you get a weather briefing, you can then take that with you. So all this information is stored and it's resident on your phone. So the Duet support, and we call it Advanced Duet because it really does, again, add that intelligence layer to the information. And quite frankly, I find it much easier to read a full briefing on a small iPhone screen than to look through all those reams and reams of paper.
And what is the price structure on this service?
It's $99, and that gets you everything. So that gets you all the weather, all the approach charts, all the FARs,
and that's
ASP,
that's the
OPA,
that's a yearly cost, I take it.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And how can listeners find out more about WingX?
Well, the easiest way is you can go to our website. We have a whole lot of screenshots and information, and feel free to call us. The number is 866-42-WingX, or you can take a look at our website, hiltonsoftware.com.
Okay, well, thanks very much for speaking with us, Hilton.
Sure, thanks, Paul.
We've been speaking with Hilton Goldstein of WingX and Hilton Software. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb from EAA AirVenture 2009. Thanks for listening.
So have you changed your mind about who has the world's best headset? Come by our tent outside Hangar B and see why Zulu's comfort, sound quality, and A&R is better than anything else you've ever tried. It also has Bluetooth connectivity and works with either battery or panel power. There's also a helicopter model. No other headset delivers the complete Zulu package.